Oh, hello everybody. I did realize the streaming already. Well, I'm George Myers, and welcome back to my channel again. So this video is about the rebellion in the Labour Party. So Labour's been in office for, is it 19 days now? Well, it was maybe 18 days when they actually had the first rebellion. So the two-child benefit cap was introduced by George Osborne, who was Conservative Chancellor in 2010. Now, this child benefit, which is a payment to every child, parent of every child, under 18, assuming the parents don't earn over a certain grand, like 60 grand a year, in which case you don't get it. And it's not worth very much. It's something like £3 a day. But so you get that no matter how many children you have. A dozen children, you get that amount for each of them. The two-child benefit cap only applies to housing benefit, and I think some other benefits, as in that would be if you have no children, it's a certain amount. If one child is a bit more, if you have two child is a bit more, if you have three or more children, it doesn't increase. Now, George Osborne said because finances were in such strained circumstances, this was necessary. But, you know, Mehdi Hasan, one of the most loathsome journalists on either side of the Atlantic, but he did point out there were multiple different ways that George Osborne could make up that shortfall to enable him to pay such benefits to families, regardless of how many children they have. And I know people shouldn't have more children than they can afford to provide for, but they do. And it's not the child's fault. And the one person who must never suffer is the child. So the UK's budget is coming up for £1.5 trillion a year. So to get rid of this two-child benefit cap would cost £3.5 billion a year. That's not an insuperably high amount of money. All things considered, because I'm just trying to think of that, of the budget, is that as well under 1%, is maybe like 0.2%, 0.3%. So there are many areas they could trim, could increase tax a teensy bit on billionaires or millionaires. So, you know, even Suella Braverman, seen as the most rabidly right-wing person in the Conservative and Unionist Party, she had said it's time for a rethink on this one. Now, I'm a right-winger, but economically, I'm to the left of Starmer, that billionaires should pay a bit more in tax. Millionaires should pay a bit more in tax. I don't detest them. I don't want to be a confiscatory level. I realize it's possible to kill the goose that lays the golden egg, but as much as we can without driving too many away. And all sorts of things like inheritance tax. The super rich should pay a bit more in tax to help the neediest, particularly children. Is there child poverty in the United Kingdom? It depends how you define it. And I can't remember what it is if you have under 70% of the average income or something. So I think there's little or no child poverty in the UK. There are very, very few children who are not adequately fed. And if they're not adequately fed, it's often the parents' irresponsibility, waste their money. We do have free school meals for low-income families. And yes, they have to apply to them. And people with low literacy or whatever are just not very functional. Don't. We could have free school dinners for all, which is a waste, or we could target it at those who need it. In some places like London, everyone gets it, no matter how wealthy their parents are. Some people found it humiliating for the children who had been in a separate queue for it. You could just give everyone the dinner up front free and then bill the wealthy parents and take action against them if they don't pay. There are ways around this. But anyway, Labour said there's going to be iron discipline with their budget. No unfunded spending increases. So Rachel Reeves, she's invoking Gordon Brown, the Iron Chancellor, but she's not pulling any rabbits out of hats as he seemed to do. He's seen as an economic wizard by many. And remember, when Labour was in office, that was it 13 years in office, they had growth for 11 out of 13 years, which is not a bad record. Admittedly, they inherit a healthy and growing economy. And Labour actually have inherited that as well, much though they might pretend otherwise, with 2% inflation and 4% unemployment and a growing economy, not magnificently growing, like 1%, maybe 0.5%. Finally, the Conservatives nursed the economy back to health when Labour have had the baton handed on to them. But 7 Labour MPs rebelled. Now, that's not going to cause Sir Keir Starmer to lose much sleep at night, considering he's got a parliamentary party of, is it 411 members of parliament. But his authority is at its maximum because he's a prime minister, a bit of a honeymoon. He's led them to plurality of the vote and a very healthy majority. But this is going to firmly slap them down because he can't allow a precedent to be set that more and more and more rebel. And that always happens. If Labour's in office towards the end of this term, a few more rebellions. If they're in office for 10 or 20 years, they're going to be more and more rebellions, which are one of the reasons it went badly for the Conservatives towards the end. And that's the life cycle of a government, because after, you know, 15 to 20 years, been in office for so long, people who'd hoped promotion and kept getting passed over promotion, they're frustrated, they get a bit brave, they don't mind rebelling, they decide they're going to stand down for parliament anyway, they believe they're going to lose their seat anyway, so what the hell, I'm not going to be a good boy or girl, I'm going to say what I truly believe. So some of the far left, they rebelled over this. But wait a second, if you find this so unacceptable, you could have stood for a party which was committed to getting rid of the two-child cap already, like the Greens, for example. You knew it was in the Labour manifesto, this was unexpected, and they're warned, if you rebel, you will have the whip withdrawn. That means they're no longer the members of the Parliamentary Labour Party. They are members of the Labour Party, ordinary members, in the way that any person could join. Now, they can get the whip restored. Corbyn had the whip taken off him, and then he became an independent MP. Will they go the whole hog? They could all defect to the Greens or something. I don't think they will. I think it kind of stay and fight. There might be some pressure and time for them to be readmitted. Well, this is actually quite useful for Starmer, because if he'd been able to get rid of he's the Corbynistas and prove that he's a hard man, he's going to run a very tight ship and so on, but he comes across as heartless. I don't doubt that Labour aspires to get rid of the two-child cap, and they probably will at some point in this parliament, but work out how they're going to do it. It's very early doors. And Rachel Reeves that says that she's looking into the statistics, and everyone's saying she's going to get her excuses ready. She's already been saying this sort of stuff. Oh, well, the Labour's taken over and the Tories are so trash, the economy is in such parlous condition that we really didn't want to have to raise these taxes, but we're just going to have to because there's no alternative. In fairness to Labour, they guaranteed not to raise certain taxes like income taxes. They didn't guarantee to keep other taxes down. So there are other things in which they kept stum, and they have allowed themselves some leeway there. Of course, one can break electoral promises, and parties always, always do. It's a question of how many promises do they break them? How severely do they break them? If you said you wouldn't raise whatever is inheritance tax, you raise it by 1%, that's not that bad than if you raise it by 50% or something. So Rebecca Long Bailey, a very young solicitor, she's Irish, hurrah, but apart from that, terrible. John McDonald, one of the usual suspects, an advocate of terrorism, a truly despicable person. And if these people care so much about child poverty, how much of their 90 grand salaries do they devote to this, and their very generous expenses and all the other stuff? So I put it to you that they don't actually care about child poverty, and they don't actually care about child welfare. You know, most of them have voted for abortion. So to stop pretending you've got any compassion for children, you most certainly don't. So the Scottish National Party, they burnish their lefty credentials by voting for this. The other Labour MPs who've had the whip taken away, Richard Burgan, Ian Byrne, Imran Hussein, Afsana Begum and Zara Sultana. So it was 63 votes were against this amendment. The SNP's amendment had 103 votes on their side. So the SNP, their parliamentary delegation, a few Labour rebels, the Liberal Democrats, is that it? I don't think any Conservatives. What on earth are we going to do? So they said there are 1.6 million children, families, living in families who are impacted by this. But however, most people think that it should remain. And only applies to sort of things like housing benefit. But I think, you know, children, we should get away from this idea that every child gets his or her own bedroom. I'm not against kids having their own, but you know, if you've got two sisters, they can share a bedroom. You've got two brothers, they should share a bedroom, or three siblings, two sisters, one brother, or whatever. I'm not against, say, up to four children sharing a bedroom, and that would be a norm well into the 20th century, unless you're from a middle family. And so, you know, the bourgeoisie are going to pay for this. So we have to work hard, long hours, stressful jobs, blah blah blah. And no, we shouldn't have to pay even more in tax for these people. It's not that bad. Child poverty, very few children really go hungry. Remember one leftist saying, it's about feeding hungry children. Every child gets hungry sometimes, but you should do. If you never, ever felt hungry, being overfed would be very bad for your health. Being a little bit hungry for an hour or two is maybe a healthy thing. If they're actually malnourished, that's quite different. I mean, we should have another definition for it, as in, you know, so long as you have a decent pair of shoes for winter and summer and you have enough clothing, we define how many pairs of T-shirts and shirts and socks, the rest, you have a waterproof warm jacket, you know, you have adequate heating and running water at home, that kind of thing. A few treats, the occasional toy, the occasional modest birthday party. You're not in poverty. If you can't afford a laptop or a foreign holiday, no, that is not poverty. There is real poverty. I've seen it in places like Chad and places like Nepal. Real poverty. So I think we should stop bleating about so-called poverty in the United Kingdom. So I dislike this Pharisaism and this moral green. greedy leftists who never put their hands in their own pockets. They want to take money off people's minimum wage to give it to those who refuse to work in many cases. And again, you know, we shouldn't hurt children. It's not their fault if they've got irresponsible parents or parents who squander the money. That's why I'm somewhat against child benefit, because it doesn't guarantee what the parents are going to spend it on. Food stamps are something which could only be used for things which are beneficial to children. Well, I agree, if you can't afford them, don't have them. But some people are irresponsible. Accidents aren't going to happen. And we shouldn't punish children for being there in the first place. The one person not responsible for this is the girl or boy. Anyway, thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal. Toodaloo.